You are listening to WRUW-FM 91.1 Cleveland, broadcasting from the campus of Chase, Chest and Generosity. Welcome to the new Little Triv Showtime slot. Yes, that is correct. The Good Night Show with Little Triv is going to be starting at 11 p.m. and ending at midnight from this day forth.
You're beautiful, honey, but you gotta shut up.
Some of the following material may be found objectionable by some members of the listening audience.
You just settle this, though.
Therefore, listener discretion is strongly advised.
Can I get a word
and
in,
I would
please?
Like to remind you that Little Triv, Lamagin, and Seth will be performing their show live on stage at the Euclid Tavern on July 26th with special guests Mike Polk Jr. And more. What fun it will be. It will also be a benefit money show for this radio station.
Can I get a word in, please?
Please enjoy this live episode of the Good Night Show with Little Triv and do not forget to call in at
216-368-2208
and join in with the boys.
Let me get a word in. Is she done? See, this is why this is why we don't have women on the show. They can't keep their stupid gap shut. And speaking of which, before we say anything else, it's been a while, so how's everyone doing tonight? Yeah, we're all good. Oh, shut up. This is Landon Lamagin, and I'm just here to say thank you for listening. This is our first time being live in a while, and I just want to say that we've got a homeless girl who lives in my backyard. She's going to be calling in. Her name's Backyard Betsy.
Lamagin, did you notice we don't have the theme song?
Yeah, I thought you were going to cut me off and play it. Cold open.
That was truly the plan, but there was an error on the disc.
A what? On the disc?
Seth, can you help us with this?
How you guys doing?
Good. I heard your daughters have polio.
Yeah, well, it's a mild case, and I already cured it.
They're always sick.
Yeah, well, I ended up curing it, so it's not a big deal. How are you guys doing, like I said?
Cured it with a vaccination, because you know those. We want to get a new vaccination?
Autism. I want to get into autism.
You guys think I would vaccinate my kids?
No, because otherwise they wouldn't have that ancient disease.
But how else do you... I don't think you ever vaccinated them, Seth. And trust me, I talked to them. They don't seem like kids that have been vaccinated, but... You said they had polio, and then you cured them, so I just do some kind of home remedy.
I dose them with antibiotics.
Antibiotic?
I've never been dosed by nothing. I sort of just do my own thing.
I used to be called the low doser.
That's not bad at all.
That's pretty cool.
It was kind of like a casino nickname, the low doser.
And, Lamagin, you've never used any antibiotic?
No, I actually have never used soap, anything that wipes away germs. I never took to it. Just doesn't
stick. I've never used a fucking drug.
What?
Who?
It's the computer. It's not funny.
I've never used a fucking drug.
Lamagin's having some technical issues, and what's going on? I wish I could play our theme song or something, because this is pathetic.
This is close to a calamity.
There's a couple of things I do want to say that have changed for me, because we haven't been on air in, 2 weeks? So what I want to say is this. First of all, there is a homeless hobo girl who lives in my backyard. Her name is Betsy. And I am hopefully expecting her to call in tonight. She said 11:15. It's 11:13. We'll see what she does.
Do you consider Backyard Becky more of a...
Betsy.
Backyard Betsy more of a friend or more of a parasite?
That's a really fine line and a great question. Backyard Betsy is the type of person who you... want to be there, but you can't get too attached because, you know, the second something better comes along, It's just their nature to latch onto that instead. And I'm not saying she's latched onto me, but she likes the backyard. We've got a little vegetable garden. Our vegetables are just basically cherry tomatoes right now, but she loves popping them in her mouth. She just chews on those cherry tomatoes. We've got a nice little weed bush that she can cuddle with. Not cuddle with, but like fluff. She can fluff it and play with it. And she just really, she likes that backyard. And it's not unheard of to find
you have
a playful child playing in your backyard.
You use her for I know that you said she's just staying there, but you use her for work, for labor?
No, I don't use her. I let her picker? Be. No, I just watch her. We didn't even talk that much. I just look out my window and she's just always there, fluffing the trees, fluffing the weeds.
I'm glad you don't talk to her, because once you start talking to her, she's never gonna leave.
Do you think Lamigan's that much of a catch, Seth?
No.
You think if he starts talking to a lady, probably a hot lady, that they would stick there even if they were living in his backyard?
Little Triv, you missed some of the conversation.
I missed some of the conversation. Is she a hobo?
Yes.
Yes, but Little Triv, can I ask you a question?
Quickly.
How old do you think this quote-unquote lady is?
Probably a hot age of 28.
She's 7 years old, Little Triv.
Well, you know, Lamigan, that's what happens when you don't listen. Something ends up coming out wrong.
She has no interest in me, my wife, my livelihood. She has no interest in the things I could possibly provide. She's just there, and she is having the time of her life. She brings herself so much joy, and part of that comes from the things in my backyard. Cherry tomatoes, weeds.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Maybe in a compost pile.
My wife, speaking of gowns, my wife's on this kick where she...
Does she have polio?
No.
We're talking about gowns.
She's on this kick where all she wears is gowns. And
G-O-U-N-S?
And it really doesn't do it for me.
G-O-U-T?
No. Gowns.
G-O-U-N-Z.
G-O-U-N. Gown.
What is G-O-U-T?
Gout?
What is gout?
It's a bad, it's not necessarily a disease, but it's a bad issue.
Bad issue
on the foot.
And I hate to interrupt you another time, Seth, because it sounds like you're about to say something interesting, but I have another question about a gout word. So, this is just kind of funny, but the ground, how would you explain that to like an alien who's never heard of the ground? What would you say ground means?
I would probably just start stomping and say, what the hell do you think this is?
I'd say, look down, and I'd stomp, and I'd say, down.
And that leads me to another point. And you gotta think about it, it's kind of comical. How do you tell an 8-year-old or an alien? What did you say? 8-year-old or an alien?
An 8-year-old alien.
How do you explain to an 8-year-old alien what down means?
Pointing?
When you teach a foreign animal something new, do you start with the ow sound like we were talking about, Seth?
Yes, definitely. I don't know which word would be harder or which race would be harder either. Would it be harder to teach an alien about the ground, or would it be harder to teach an 8-year-old alien about the word gown?
What about gout?
Gout?
Well, I'm wondering when a third grade teacher is teaching a normal human, How does a third grade teacher teach an 8-year-old what up and down is? What do they do? How do they teach them up and down?
You can call in 216-368-2208. 216-368-2208. How the hell do you teach an alien up and down? Because everyone's got their own word for it. How do you explain what up means and down means? 216-368-2208. I guess we'll take a quick break, and we're playing some easygoing music in the background because we've been told we're pretty hard to listen to. A solemn break. You guys like the background music?
It was long and slow and dreary, and we kind of forgot we were on the air.
It was really tough because it made it a lot harder to think about the answer to Lamigan's question of how do you explain to someone what is up and what is down. I actually didn't come up with anything in that long extended break.
We all sort of just sat here and with our thoughts, and I think that's good. Well, guys, there's a little girl that lives in my backyard lately, and her name's Backyard Betsy, and she just loves fluffing the weeds and popping my cherry tomatoes in her mouth. And
How little
cherry tomatoes?
How little girl?
I think she can answer that because we actually got her on the phone right now. Betsy, you here? Do you hear me?
Hey,
Betsy, it sounds like you're on a train.
I am in the train, no.
The guys want to know how. Oh, you got to turn your radio off because I can only hear myself.
Hello,
Betsy.
She wanted to hear herself on the radio.
That's so adorable, Betsy. The fellas want to know how little you are.
I'm 8.
Okay.
Wow, 8 years old.
Wow. Hello, Betsy.
If only I was 8 years old again, I would do it so differently. Everything.
I'm 8.
Hey, Betsy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How many of my cherry tomatoes did you eat last night?
I didn't eat any of the cherry tomatoes.
I've got it on the security cam, sweetie. You ate all my cherry tomatoes.
Oh, I just did a little thing.
You did a little thing? Aren't you adorable?
Hey, Betsy. Hey, Backyard Betsy. Do you ever eat the animals? Do you ever eat the bunny rabbits or anything? Or are they more your friends? Or do you eat them? Do you eat the bunny rabbits?
I don't eat the bunny rabbits. I don't eat them.
Then how do you survive? Humans are meat eaters, sweetie. I hate to break it to you. We're meat eaters.
We're meat eaters.
I just pet them all day long.
Honey, have you ever gotten a vaccine?
What?
A vaccine. Have you been vaccinated?
You sound like you haven't been vaccinated.
No, I see purple.
You see purple?
That's adorable.
That's so cute, a little girl who sees purple. Well, honey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How are you homeless? What happened? Where's your family?
My dad hit by a truck. My mom hit by a truck.
Was it the same truck?
They were both, no.
I'm picturing them holding hands in the middle of the street and a big milk truck just mows them down.
Same truck, different day.
Hey, Betsy. Hey, little Betsy.
We're
sure asking you a lot of questions, honey. Do you have any questions for us?
How old are you?
I like to tell people I'm 56.
Betsy, I thank you for the question, but I just want to tell you, since you're so young and you don't know, but It's very rude to ask somebody how old they are, sweetie. It's very rude. You'll have to ask us a different question right now.
Where are your parents?
Oh, that's actually a good question, because we don't know about anything about Lamigan's parents except for that his dad fought for the Viet Cong and that my dad murdered him in Vietnam. If you want to tell Betsy the story, Lamigan?
I can never get it straight. There was some kind of bad blood in Vietnam between
friendly fire
between my dad and Little Triv's dad. And Little Triv's dad's actually a radio star. You probably know that. And then Seth over here, his parents were both murdered?
Accused?
Murdered by our grandparents.
Murder. Yeah, weren't your parents... Weren't your parents murdered by your grandparents?
It was never confirmed, and I never really told the story.
Hey, Seth,
I only halfway told it, and they're both accused.
Well, Seth, do you have a question for Betsy? You seem kind of shy. It's just a little girl.
Hi. I'm just a little girl.
Oh, really, really adorable, too.
Hi, Betsy, and sorry if I stammer, but do you... When you sleep in Lamigan's yard, do you sleep like a normal little girl?
Yes. Sometimes Mr. Lamigan comes out and he just kind of looks at me. He doesn't say anything.
Lamigan. What?
I told you we haven't talked that much. I don't think we've ever actually spoken to each other. I just kind of watch her. You eat those tomatoes? I watched you on the security cam. But then sometimes I got to come outside and see for myself. Can I ask you another question? How come you're always...
No, don't change the subject.
Fluffing my weeds. What?
You stare at her while she sleeps, Lamigan. Oh,
he's starting to talk fast. He's a little uncomfortable.
Someone's got to look out for her.
I think he thinks I'm sleeping, but he... watches. I look at him. I see him.
We look at each other. We're looking out for each other.
He just thinks.
He stinks. Oh, we know. What do you see when you look at him?
I see a little bit of my mom.
Your mom.
And purple.
And yellow.
Do you always kind of see a little bit of a hazy purple in your vision?
Yeah. Ever since I met myself.
Oh, honey.
Oh, my.
Her brain isn't right, Lamigan.
Well, she's been through a lot. I mean, and I remind her of her mother.
Lamigan, this is very sweet. It's okay, so listen.
Excuse me, Mr. Lamigan.
Yeah?
Can you tell them about the shoe and the hammer?
And the hammer?
The shoe and the hammer.
The shoe and the hammer? I don't think that's good for radio, honey. That's not good radio talk.
I'm wondering why you thought a homeless little 8-year-old that's been living in your garden would make a good radio interview, Lamigan.
He gives me a stew and a hammer every morning.
Well, you have to defend yourself. And the shoes, just to see what they look like on you.
Hey, Betsy, can I ask you a question, sweetheart?
Yes.
When you use the restroom, do you go pissy in the weeds?
What I use the restroom in the weeds?
Do you go pissy in the weeds?
Yes, some goo comes out of my knees in the weeds.
Oh,
goo,
honey.
You don't sound healthy.
She sounds a little scrambled.
Maybe instead of the shoe and the hammer, I should bring out a bottle of pills and some Dynatap. Do you want me to plant more vegetables in my vegetable garden?
What's a vegetable?
A vegetable. Like the cherry tomatoes. Those little red berries that you eat, those are cherry tomatoes. They're a type of berry. nice and plump. Mm-hmm. They're very gooey inside. And you love them. I watched you eat them all.
Hey, Betsy, we're going to hang up the phone now, Betsy.
Okay, I'll see you.
Are you calling from the kitchen? Because if so, you got to get back outside, honey.
I'm not allowed in the house.
Then how are you calling? Are you at the police station? Betsy?
Oh, Glamigan, what the hell was that?
Glamigan, go to the police station. I gotta find her. Where was she calling?
I say just lock your fences and leave it be. What the hell?
She's got problems, fellas.
She didn't say nothing about that.
She sees purple. Well, I didn't really know because I barely ever talked to her.
And you also didn't say that you let her in your house.
I didn't let her in my house. I was just wondering how she was on the phone. I assumed she just peeked in the kitchen and grabbed the telephone.
All right, we're going to take a quick break when we get back. Friedman, Damiano, and Smith. Well, okay. Lamigan, do you want to say something dirty?
Yeah, I'm going to whack it after the show.
You're listening to the Goodnight Show with Adel Trib. The number is 216-368-2208. Augie, if you're listening to the show, you remember Augie. He calls in every once in a while. He's got an accent, and he knows just a little bit about everything.
What's his true first name? Arj?
It's Arj.
And his last name is what? Nost?
Nost.
I remember one time I told him it's like a mix between know, like he knows things, and ghost.
Do you remember?
He liked that.
Do you remember... He knows a lot of stuff. I'll give him that. But do you remember when we asked him what he did for Christmas? And he said, not much. That really didn't sit right with me. All three of us, I think, are pretty traditional. And have cake and dinner. Cake on Christmas Eve and dinner on Christmas Day. Me, I have a Hungarian Christmas Day dinner. I don't have ham, and I actually have chicken, and it's covered in slop, and my daughters get really messy, and I have to undress them and give them both baths a few times.
Seth, that's beautiful. I love hearing the mundane details of your life at home. It seems like you do nothing else but care for your family.
Thank you, because that's true. And you do nothing but what? Whack it, like you were just saying.
I whack it, or I watch it, or I wait for the show to start. Sometimes I just wait for days.
Would you consider one of your activities waiting?
I wait, I watch, and I whack. And, yeah, those are activities. And anything else I do is like a special treat.
Oh, so like one of the things you do, torture? That's like
a treat.
Once in a while.
Yeah, and going to the bar, drinking, treat. Smoking a cigarette, treat. And when I go outside to peek at the cherry tomato eating 8-year-old, treat. I'm back in the Trump train, by the way. That guy's awesome.
I'm right there with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I quit the resistance, and I quit it in a big way. I went to the meeting, and I stood up, and I told them what it was. That I was out and that they were lying resistors. Oh, so did I ever tell you guys about the group therapy I went to?
No, spill. Spill.
I sat down and they said, everyone's going to go around the room and tell you why they hate you. They were trying to simulate my worst nightmares. Strangers telling me why they hated me.
You know what they call that?
It was wrong. What do they call that, Seth?
Tough love.
But it made me hurt, and it hurt my heart, and it made me hate myself. Oh, we're making a...
Maybe talk with...
Good evening. Thank you for calling Jack Cleveland. About this is Wade Nutter. How may I help you?
Hey, well, you called me, so how can I help you?
No, I didn't call you. You called me.
Oh, I thought you called me. What's going on here? I'm so sorry. So how are you?
Finding yourself.
I'm not bad. What's it like working at a casino?
It's lovely.
Do you get paid well? And you don't have to tell me your salary. I understand that's rude.
My ex was calling.
This is Landon Lamigan.
From where?
Cleveland, the east side.
Okay, sir. How can I help you?
I'm just... I don't know.
Are you calling about... You need some information on the casino?
Yeah.
Gambling or games we have?
Yep. I tell me.
What is that you need to know, sir?
What's the best game you have?
We have a lot of good games.
Just pick one and tell me about it.
Sir, I'm not going to play on this phone. Have a good day.
I didn't like that, little Triv.
Yeah, you kind of froze up there. You're supposed to tell her you had an addiction.
The thing about it was that you're...
I don't like doing that.
You're supposed to be the aggressor. And she was more aggressive to you than you were to her.
She was very rough with me. And she wanted to know my name and where I was from and if I wanted to know about the games. She knew I didn't want to know about the games.
Oh, man. Oh, this is ice cold.
Let's see what she,
how
let's
slow
see
can we go?
You guys ever seen the show Goof Troop?
What channel?
It was a Disney show.
Nah. Can't say that I have.
Thanks for calling Crazy Horse Downtown. This is Eva. How may I help you?
Hello, what was your name again?
Eva.
Eva, good evening. My name is Seth. Are you open?
Yes, we are open till 2:30 tonight.
Is there any way you could be open later than 2:30?
No, 2:30 is the cutoff time.
Any reason why 2:30 is the... cutoff time?
That's just the time the bars and clubs close around here.
But if I'm offering you, you know, a way to stay open later, would you?
That is something that you would have to talk to the manager about.
I would love to talk to one of your managers.
Okay, just hold on 1 second.
Yes.
Hello. I was told by Eva that you're open till 2:30.
Yes, we do. Last call at 2:10 and we close at 2:30.
Is there any way I can get you guys to stay open till 4?
None whatsoever.
Not even a bribe?
I appreciate it, but I can't accommodate you.
Why?
It's just our laws.
Okay, I respect the law, but I've got... some serious money. Serious money.
Served, you know.
Oh, I don't need to be served. I just want to be in the building when you're closed.
Can't do it, man.
It's a lot of money you're missing out on, buddy.
I hear you, dude.
Yep.
And I'd love to have it, but I wouldn't have a job.
Okay. You keep your job and you'll be missing this big amount of money for the rest of your life. Have a good night, sir.
I'd love to take advantage of you before 2:30 if you want.
Hey, I'll take advantage of you. I don't like that guy's tone.
I could not believe that guy.
Well, that's the show. That's the show now, folks. We used to have nice guests on, and now we just call strip clubs out of the blue.
We really do just bother strangers late at night.
It's kind of like asking to be banned from anywhere.
It's... a good way to get yourself in trouble.
Well, I don't blame Seth for wanting her to be open later. It's not that hard of a request.
Well, is it that ridiculous? Is it that ridiculous to ask a place to stay open later? I would love to be somewhere all night.
I would love to work at a place where I would be asked to stay until 4. Have you ever called in to Denny's to order some food? I know you haven't been to one. Have you ever called in Denny's?
Well, yeah, because the reason I've never been to one is because I keep calling and calling, and I don't get the service that I need. And so I've never actually traveled there to get what I wanted.
Is it not a takeout restaurant?
It is not a takeout restaurant. It is a restaurant that you can order food from, but you have to be there. Your butt has to be in a seat before you can do so.
crazy horse and almost convinced him to stay open until 4 a.m. And then we called Denny's and we didn't get an answer. And then we talked to an 8-year-old that lives in your backyard named Backyard Betsy. Then, you know, there's one thing left we still haven't talked about. And that one thing is Donald J. Trump. Lamigan, you said you recently left the resistance.
Yeah, and I made a big bang and got out of there.
What did you do to the people that you were helping?
It was sort of like a suicide stink bomb. I just planted a bunch of stink bombs on my chest, and I just let them rip, and then I left. We met at the Knights of the Columbus Hall.
So it was almost like an innocent terrorist attack?
It was like, yeah, it was just like a big stinky mess, and it really showed them that I thought they stink. So I'm on the Trump train. I'm on the Trump train.
Well, then, Lamigan, why don't you do your prayer, and we will end the show.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for all the crazy, torturous, sadistic crap I do.
I mean, Seth.
Oh.
Lamigan, you stop.
Okay.
I was inspired by your prayer.
Why don't you pray to me, then, instead of God?
Give it a shot, at least, Seth.
All right. I'm not speaking from the heart here because I'm talking to Lamigan, but I'll give it a go. My sweet Lamigan. I love the way that you are resentful of yourself for your torturous acts, and I like the way that you always admit it to people that you torture and you maim. And I also appreciate that I am on a radio show with you, Landon.
Amen.